The enforcement of a code of conduct for political parties will soon be enforced to monitor the activities of political parties and sanction those who flout the code. This is to ensure a violence-free election this year, according to a member of the National Enforcement Body of the 2012 Political Parties Code of Conduct, Hilary Bedema. The modalities of enforcing the code are yet to come out. Madame Hilary Bedema said this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed the enforcement of the code of conduct for political parties in the country. She explained the enforcement procedure of the code.
Now there is an enforcement body, and because there is a body to enforce, I think that the political parties can be held or and will be held to their word. I think that was the gap previously. So I do have faith in the body. It will be very soon. There's a reprimand. So the political party or the offending entity can be reprimanded, and then undertaking can be elicited from that entity. And then the publication of the findings. The immediate reaction will be the galvanizing of the laws that are enforced right now. Immediately, there are laws in place. And those laws are expected to work and to rectify the situation.
Madame Hilary Bedema also gave an overview of the code of conduct and the national for it.
The code of conduct itself, it explains the rationale, the reason why, or the processes leading up to the code. It recounts the fact that the representatives of political parties met in August last year to review the 2008 code. And after a workshop at which papers were presented by distinguished members of academia, political parties and lawyers, practitioners and so on, they came out with this one. It is in reaction, certainly, to non-compliance or not as strict compliance as the actors would like to see. So as you said, the code is a voluntary document. You come together to say we've seen X, Y and Z. It is not in our favor. And therefore, we pledge ourselves to commit ourselves to this set of principles, which is encapsulated in this code. Those are the events leading up to the code we have in our hand today.
The National Coordinator for the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, John Lavi, said the code of conduct has been drawn due to the lack of trust and respect among political parties in the country. He, however, doubted whether the code has helped to reduce the tension between these political parties.
The political parties themselves have seen it necessary to agree on certain principles of behavior so that there will be normality, there will be absence of tension. So why? Because there was a presence of tension. There was, across the board, lack of trust among political parties, lack of respect from each political party for the other. And when that happens, it is the whole country that suffers, because everybody gets into panic. If the political parties who represent certain people in this country are doing this, then they are putting all of us into some sort of jeopardy. And that is why the parties, aided, advised, counseled by other discerning Ghanaians, decide to put certain principles, certain ways of behavior on paper. It has happened over the years. Every election we have had code of conduct. Problem is, to what extent have the codes of conduct helped to remove all the fears, all the tension we have had?
Panelists on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which looked at the enforcement of the code of conduct for political parties in the country.